Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not and cannot overcome it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight is unlike any other night of the year. The sanctuary is going to grow dim and candles begin to glow. The hush of a Christmas Eve settles upon all of us for a moment. For a moment, the busyness stops, and is now the quiet comes into our lives, and we find ourselves standing, well, we're kind of standing like the shepherds, staring into the stable where heaven has broken into earth. Christmas Eve has a way of slowing us down, of turning our hearts towards wonder, and that wonder begins with a simple truth, and that simple truth is this: into the darkness, God, our Father, sent his light. Now, the first Christmas was not wrapped in tinsel. It wasn't a warm tradition. In fact, it was dark. It was dark literally and spiritually. It was a cold night, a troubled world, a weary people longing for hope. And in that darkness, in the quiet town of Bethlehem, something world-shattering happened. Heaven's light took on flesh. The eternal Son of God was laid in a manger. The one who spoke galaxies into existence now perhaps was crying softly in the arms of his mother. The light did not wait for the world to get brighter. Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, entered the world as it was at that moment. He entered a dark world, a broken world, so that he could save us. And that's why these candles are lit tonight. And in a few moments, the ushers are going to help us light our little candles and our small flames. And you'll notice that one candle in itself does not seem to push back much darkness, but when the light comes in this entire room with you, the light destroys the darkness. The room is transformed. And so it is with Christ entering your life. When the angel announced, "Fear not," he wasn't saying this to the shepherds because they had nothing to be frightened about. It was because the Savior had come. That's why. The Savior had come. Light strong enough for every fear, for every shadow, and for every sorrow. And tonight when we light our candles, yes, darkness is real. But folks, it doesn't win. Sin's deep, I get it. But you've got to realize that grace is deeper. Death is powerful. But I assure you, Christ is stronger. The world is broken, but God has entered it with healing. And here's the point I want you to remember. Listen to this quote from the Bible. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Unto each of you in this room, Christ came for this." He didn't just come for the shepherds. He didn't just come for the world in general. But he came for you in the sanctuary tonight, carrying your burdens, your hopes, your wounds, your prayers. The Son of God took on human flesh for